Motor Talk with David Berthon, thanks to ASV Puncture Free Tyres. The safer, smarter choice.
Talking further on the next generation Mazda 3 I previewed this week, due to go on sale in the second quarter. Mazda Australia have pitched the new model, more upmarket, the entry G20 Pure as it's now called, in manual, kicking off at $24,990, $4,500 more expensive to the current entry Neo Sport. Automatic, the predominant seller, however, now adds only $1,000. Mazda Australia knows the more premium feel of this new Mazda 3 will see it lose some sales. However, it also agrees many customers currently buy the upmarket models looking for higher technical spec and safety equipment. The Mazda 3 G20 Pure gains a full head-up display, an 8.8-inch colour touchscreen with sat-nav and a raft of crash-preventing technology. As I said earlier, the new hatch styling is a knockout, especially around the rear three-quarter, and it has a real premium feel. Ultra-high tensile steel now makes up 30% of the body compared to 3% currently, and Mazda claim big gains in NVH, or noise, vibration and harshness levels. The new hatch body design is more driver and front passenger orientated to the rear seat area, which is tighter to the current model, but the overall finishes, materials and controls are a big step up and feel premium. I'm yet to sight the sedan in the flesh, but the new generation Mazda 3 hatch is a big step up in six grades with 2-litre and 2.5-litre engine carryovers. I'm David Berthon.